Well, USDA released what is effectively the last growing season crop weather report for the year this week. It shows 95% of the corn has been harvested around the nation. That's ahead of last year by 10 percentage points and 4 points ahead of the rolling five-year average. USDA reports 88% of the winter wheat crop has been sown. And while a majority of the crop is in good to excellent condition, some 57%, that's not nearly as good as last year at this time when 68% of the winter wheat crop was said to be in those two categories.
This is Brad Schwab, Chief Crop Statistician with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Illinois Field Office, reporting on the weather and crop report for the week ending November 13th. Unseasonably warm temperatures and below normal precipitation allowed farmers nearly 6 days in the fields to finish up fall harvesting and continue with fall tillage last week. According to the Illinois State Water Survey, fall nitrogen applications south of Illinois Highway 16 are not recommended due to the warm soil temperatures. Temperatures averaging from 9 to 10 degrees above normal and virtually no rainfall caused a decline in topsoil moisture supplies, currently at 21% very short, 31% short, 45% adequate, and 3% surplus. Taking a look at the crop progress numbers from last week, corn harvest is nearly complete with 99% harvested compared to 94% last year and 97% for the five-year average. The only big delays this harvest season were not caused by the weather but by transportation and storage capacity. Soft red winter wheat emergence advanced to 97%, and this compares with 85% last year and 92% for the five-year average. Condition of the wheat crop improved to 1% poor, 18% fair, 63% good, and 18% excellent. In other crops around the state, 99% of the sorghum crop has been harvested ahead of last year's 88% and 95% normally. Other farm activities included hauling grain, applying anhydrous, lime, and fertilizer, cleaning and winterizing equipment, and tending livestock. This will be the final weekly weather and crop report for the 2005 growing season. The Illinois Weather and Crop Report is published weekly from April through early November and published monthly in December, January, February, and March. This has been Brad Schwab reporting for the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Illinois Field Office.
Hello, this is Greg Preston, Director of Indiana Agricultural Statistics, and this is the Crop Weather Report for the week ending on November 7th. Many farmers have finished both their corn and soybean harvest. As the harvest activity nears completion, farmers have turned their attention to other activities such as fall tillage, spreading fertilizer, and liming. Topsoil moisture was rated 4% very short, 21% short, 72% adequate, and 3% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated 11% very short, 29% short, 59% adequate, and 1% surplus. Precipitation ranged from 0.32 to 1.25 inches. Temperatures averaged from a low of 28 to a high of 78 degrees. For the week ending Friday, 5.6 days were rated as suitable for field work, compared with 2.9 days last year. 89% of Indiana's corn acreage has been harvested, compared with 85% for last year and 82% for the average. In northern Indiana, 89% of the corn acreage is harvested, 88% is harvested in the central region, and 93% in the south. Moisture content of corn harvested fell slightly from last week to 16%. 96% of the soybean acreage has been harvested, compared with 93% last year and 94% for the average. In northern Indiana, 98% of the soybean acreage is harvested, 97% in the central region, and 92% in the south. Moisture content of harvested soybeans was unchanged from last week at about 12%. 98% of the winter wheat acreage has been planted, compared with 87% last year and 94% for the average. 87% of the winter wheat acreage has emerged, compared with 77% for last year and 80% for the average. This is Greg Preston reporting from the Indiana NAS Field Office. Thank you.
This is Dan Norris, statistician from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly crops and weather report for the week ending November 6, 2005. Corn harvest nears completion. A week of above-average temperatures and limited rainfall enabled farmers to make good progress with field activities. Slightly over 90% of the state's corn crop has been harvested. As harvest was winding down, many farmers were busy applying lime and fertilizer. About one-third of Iowa's fall fertilizer application was completed. Fall tillage was commonly reported as well. Fewer reports of anhydrous ammonia applications were received as ground temperatures remained too high this past week. Last week, there were 6.5 days suitable for field work. For the field crops report, corn harvest reached 91% complete, which was up 11 percentage points from a week ago and 5 percentage points ahead of normal. The percent moisture of field corn was 16%, down 1 percentage point from a week ago. Harvest corn percent moisture at 15% was equal to that of a week ago, but 3 percentage points lower than a year ago. Corn lodging rated 61% none, 27% light, 9% moderate, and 3% heavy. Corn ear droppage rated 68% none, 25% light, 6% moderate, and 1% heavy. Fall fertilizer application was 32% complete statewide, which is up 6 percentage points from the 5-year average. Grain movement from farm to elevator was rated 26% none, 29% light, 30% moderate, and 15% heavy. Off-farm grain storage availability rated 69% short, 30% adequate, and 1% surplus. On-farm grain storage availability rated 61% short, 38% adequate, and 1% surplus. This was Dan Norris, statistician with the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office.
This is Doug Bounds reporting Nebraska's weekly crop weather summary for the week ending November 13, 2005. Corn harvest was 95% complete, ahead of last year at 81 and average at 89. Sorghum harvest moved to 98% complete, ahead of 84 last year and 93 average. The emergence of the 2006 wheat crop was near completion at 99%. Conditions were rated as 67% good or excellent, ahead of last year and normal. Topsoil moisture levels remain rated below last year and average, while subsoil moisture levels remain above. Warm, dry conditions allowed producers to perform fall tillage operations and fertilizer applications. This has been Doug Bounds with the USDA NAS Nebraska Field Office in Lathrop.
And I'm Todd Gleason. This is the Closing Market Report on AM 580. In about 2 minutes, I'll talk with agricultural meteorologist Don Day about the weather. Your local newscast is next.